Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. No word on how many, but fatalities have been confirmed in the wake of a mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Eagle regional jetliner from Wichita about to land at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport.
Where that plane crashed, you are just a couple hundred feet from the runway. When I'm at that point, of the path, I'm texting my loved ones that I'm home and that I'm safe.
Jamie Lynn saw the collision from her place in Arlington, Virginia. Air crash investigators getting to work. Former National Transportation Safety Board investigator Tom Hodder.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
American Airlines Chief Executive Robert Isom.
We are actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts. And the American Airlines care team has been activated.
This is ABC News. Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had his first confirmation hearing on Wednesday, facing questions about past statements he's made about vaccines and diseases.
I am pro-safety.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. insisted he's not anti-vaccine. But Ron Wyden, top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, didn't buy it.
You say one thing, and then you say another.
Colorado's Michael Bennett asked Kennedy about this statement.
Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
Rhode Island's Sheldon Whitehouse said this to his longtime friend and law school classmate.
Frankly, you frighten people.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. Copyright Office reported that artists can copyright works they made with the help of artificial intelligence. That could help clear the way for the use of AI tools in Hollywood, the music industry, and other creative fields. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's the Badgers and the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers are at the University of Maryland tonight to take on the Terrapins, named after the Diamondback Terrapins, a small turtle found around Chesapeake Bay. It's been their mascot since 1933. Now, six of the Badgers' next eight games are on the road, but Greg Gard says it. No big deal.
We'll have some nice box meals for us, I'm sure, turn in when we fly to Maryland, stay in a good hotel, right? There's much more difficult things in life. I don't think it's a big deal. Go play. Where do they want us to play next? All right, we'll be there.
Number 9th ranked Marquette on the road last night, beating Butler 78-69. NBA, the Bucks losing again in Portland, 125-117. Milwaukee simply could not stop the Trailblazers.
I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, but they will thin out. Light south winds and lows in the mid-20s. Full sunshine for Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. By Friday, also a lot of sunshine, but cooler temperatures in the 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ThyroidAwareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The third hour of our program. One of my colleagues, Michelangelo Signorelli, has a great newsletter over on Substack. It's at Signorelli.com, Signorelle.com. Today's Trump is sentencing to death 26 million people and counting. This is obscene what Donald Trump did yesterday. And Michelangelo is on the line with me right now, the journalist, the author and host of the Michelangelo Signorelli Show on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127, following this program, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time every day. And as I said, the Signorelli Report on Substack. Mike, welcome back to the program. It's always great having you on. This is, first of all, set this up for us. What specifically did Trump do that is concerning you?
First off, thanks for having me, Tom. It's always great to be with you and to chat about these things that don't get a lot of attention. Trump, in the efforts in which he froze money internationally as well as domestically, U.S. aid all over the world, also stopped the program known as PEPFAR that was created by George W. Bush in 2003, the president's emergency relief for AIDS relief, emergency plan for AIDS relief. It is a program that delivers antiretroviral drugs for people with HIV worldwide in Asia, Africa, and poor countries all around the world, 26 million people. And these people are people who have HIV, and they are living and thriving because these drugs keep HIV suppressed. They keep it from replicating. They also keep it from being able to be transmitted as well. And he cut off these drugs. And what's even most cruel about this, in this order to cut off all aid, he even instructed the various clinics around the world. He instructed organizations in other countries to stop dispersing the medications that were purchased with USA aid, even if the drugs have already been obtained and are sitting in the local clinics. Now, if people do not have these drugs for any length of time, HIV begins replicating in their bodies. They will soon start to develop illnesses. They will soon be able to transmit HIV. It happens very rapidly, and they will eventually have terrible suffering and die. It's 26 million people, I say, and counting, because, of course, there will be many more. And, you know, what I wrote about was this is a terrible humanitarian calamity, but George W. Bush understood, after Bill Clinton put in place the fact that AIDS is, he declared AIDS a national security threat and gave it to the National Security Council as a major issue for them to work with. George Bush understood as well, even though his father, like Ronald Reagan, ignored AIDS, that we had to stop the spread of AIDS globally because it is a security threat. It destabilizes governments. It you know, you can draw a direct line to economies collapsing, genocides, terrible coups and dictatorships. So they realized that, you know, it was important as a national security threat as well.
Yeah.
Also, when you look at what's happening with how countries are now, even with the mass deportations, saying we might have to turn to China if the U.S. isn't going to help us, it keeps these countries from turning to our adversaries.
Yeah, that's an important point also. There's my understanding is there's really two dimensions to this. The first is people who actually have AIDS taking medication that prevents it from replicating in their body, keeps them alive, prevents mutations, by the way, that might produce an AIDS strain that's even drug resistant. And that's a very good thing. And also in many of these countries, this is as much or largely as much, close to as much, a heterosexual issue as a gay issue, you know. But also there's PrEP, right, which is the drugs that you can take to prevent an infection with AIDS. And I heard on NPR this morning a report that was a little ambiguous, and I didn't quite understand it, and I wanted to ask you what's really going on here, which was that apparently we're providing PrEP drugs as well, and those are definitely cut off, although the life-saving drugs, the administration overnight has said that they're going to back off on that thing and say, okay, you can get the antivirals if you already have AIDS. Did I understand that correctly?
Sort of, and you are not to, you know, feel guilty if you weren't able to get it, because it's all been very ambiguous coming from the government. It wasn't clear when they initially did this what programs were cut and what weren't, but the reporting certainly pointed to the directive that went out to these clinics, a message that the New York Times said prompted speculation the program would not ever resume. Overnight, the State Department, through Marco Rubio, did say any life-threatening illnesses that are being funded, aid being funded for life-threatening illnesses will not be part of this pause. So basically lifted that. Although some of the reports are saying that's not entirely clear, and already people were affected by it, but that drugs that are used for prevention, these drugs also are used for people to take who are not HIV positive to prevent themselves from becoming HIV positive. Say a spouse, a wife who is married to a husband who has HIV, and she would take the drug to protect herself. A mother who has HIV, making sure if she's pregnant, these drugs have also shown they can prevent her baby from having HIV. So they're not going to do it for prevention, but they're going to do it for treatment, at least for now. But nobody knows how long this is going to go on. Of course, the administration is in a battle with the courts over the federal spending domestically. So it is a mess, and it's throwing these countries into turmoil and throwing people's lives into turmoil.
Mike, to what extent do you think that this policy is just, you know, part of the let's gut the government, you know, libertarian rampage that we've been seeing the GOP has been on basically since the era of Reagan, versus Republicans dancing to the tune of the other Republicans who have been spending the last couple of decades regularly traveling to Africa, promoting laws like the, you know, kill the gays law in Uganda and in other African countries, and, you know, the so-called evangelicals, the so-called followers of Christ, who in fact are spitting in the, right, you know, the face of and in the memory of Jesus. What do you think is the primary motivation here, and how does their response to this inform your understanding of that motivation?
Well, I think this is a perfect storm of things that came together, rationales that feed Donald Trump's impulses. Let's not forget, Donald Trump has promoted eugenics. Donald Trump has talked about good genes and bad genes. Donald Trump has talked about immigrants as poisoning our blood. Donald Trump told his own nephew, who came to him for help, who had a disabled son, you know, these people, we should just let them die. So Donald Trump has this sick obsession with eugenics. And of course, these are the people in what he called, you remember, the S-hole countries, right?
Right.
He doesn't care about them. So he's already there. Then you've got, as you just described, you've got the budget cut people who just want to cut money. Why are we spending money?
Right. Because billionaires' taxes have to pay for this stuff. God forbid.
Right. And they're tied in, though, with the Christian right. Russell Vogt, who is Donald Trump's nominee for Office of Management and Budget, is both. He wants to cut money, but he's also an evangelical Christian. They believe in abstinence. They believe you don't need to have this drug. You need to just control your sexuality. They also have somehow tied this to abortion, of course, always bringing that up. Because in one country, some of the nurses, four nurses out of 250,000 nurses who actually administer these drugs worldwide, four nurses also separately performed 20 abortions, even though in Mozambique, even though it's legal in Mozambique to have an abortion, it had nothing to do with the money. But according to the law, people who administer the drugs can't also perform abortions. So they've blown that up. But I think you have to throw in then the third component to this is RFK Jr. He, of course, his hearing's happening today. Coming in as Trump's HHS secretary, he does not believe that HIV causes AIDS. He's a total crackpot who believes that, you know, AIDS is caused by environmental conditions and is caused by drug use and all of this kind of thing.
Is he still saying that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, he has pushed that idea for years. So you think about Donald Trump, who's already predisposed with his eugenics mindset. He's got all these other people giving him rationales, right? All in his ear, and that's what you get.
That's crazy. Well, we're talking with Michelangelo Signorelli, the journalist, the author, and host of the program That Follows Mine, right here on Sirius XM Progress, Channel 127, weekdays 3 to 6. Mike, we're going to hit a hard break here. I can't control it, about a minute and 20 seconds, I think. But what can people who are listening right now do about this? What's the call to action here?
I think what we've seen, certainly why the spending freeze has gone away, Trump rescinded it, not just because of the courts, but Republicans were getting calls to their offices from their constituents. And I think that people need to call, make those phone calls, put the pressure on, because I think that's what's really working.
The number for the congressional switchboard, and if you don't know who represents you in the House of Representatives, just give me your zip code. They'll tell you. And if you're not sure who your senators are, tell them what state you're from, and they'll tell you, and they'll just connect you to the office. The phone number is 202-224-3121. Write it down. Put it in your contacts in your phone. Write it, you know, put it on a slip of paper and put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. 202-224-3121. We need to raise some hell. Are there any particular members of Congress that we should be targeting?
Republicans. I mean, I think Republicans are very scared. They're publicly not criticizing Trump, but from reports we're hearing, they've been calling the White House very worried about how their families, people they know, how people are being affected by all of this cut in spending that we've seen and these programs. And I think it's very worrying to them. So put the pressure on.
There you go. And check out Mike's op-ed today over at Signorelli.com, Signorelli.com. Trump is sentencing to death 26 million people in county. It's absolutely brilliant. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom, as always. Great show.
Always great talking with you. Thank you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have a geeky science, and I'll be picking up your calls, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. Decide to confuse. You want your pain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division.
So, welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Our wisdomschool.com alert. This is kind of a geeky science as well. The expectation effect. This is fascinating stuff. You ever have a sense that if you believe something or think something enough that you can kind of manifest it? I mean, I get it that it's kind of the foundation of a lot of New Age stuff, you know, and The Secret, you know, that book that was hot a decade or so or two ago, and goes back to Norman Vincent Peale and everybody else. But there's an actual science here that, for example, you shoot photons of light, which can be either particles or waves, through a double slit, and they will form an interference pattern indicative of a wave form, that they are waves, not particles. But if you observe it, if a human being looks at it, suddenly they become particles. Like, oh, light changes based on being observed by humans? Seriously? This is something called the experimenter effect, and you see it in other cases where the hardcore stuff, like, you know, influencing random number generators, where the experimenter's belief influences the outcome of the experiment. And it's pretty amazing stuff. And in physics, in quantum physics, this is not considered weird. But the bottom line is, you know, when you consider how political figures like Donald Trump and Nancy Mace are spreading hate, well, that becomes viral, and it goes beyond just people hearing it and becoming hateful. It's like there's more hate in the system. There's more hate in the grand, you know, the Akashic record, in the grand collective consciousness of all of humanity. That's what Donald Trump and people like Nancy Mace are doing. By spreading hate, is increasing the amount of hate that we're all marinated in, that we're all living in. Now, the opposite side of that is that, you know, when we spread love, when we spread peace, when we spread, fellowship, these our thoughts actually influence us and the people around us. And I mean that literally in the scientific sense, not just in the metaphysical sense. And I think, you know, frankly, we need to be aware of this, that there's a kind of a personal responsibility here, both personal and collective responsibility, that because our expectations and intentions quietly influence the reality, not only that we experience, but the one that the people around us experience. And this is powerful stuff. I get it that, you know, even at the psychologists will tell you about this. Like this amazing study that was done where they took a classroom of kids and just randomly assigned half the kids to this one category, and they told the teacher, these are the gifted kids, they're going to do really well. It was just random. At the end of the year, the kids that the teacher thought were gifted actually did a whole lot better than the kids that the teacher didn't think were gifted. Expectations define reality. So let's work on being kind to our fellow human beings, and let's hold a positive vision for the future of America and American democracy. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If I was in the con and conservative, I'll be right back with your calls. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. No word on how many, but fatalities have been confirmed in the wake of a mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Eagle regional jetliner from Wichita about to land at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport.
Where that plane crashed, you are just a couple hundred feet from the runway. When I'm at that point of the path, I'm texting my loved ones that I'm home and that I'm safe.
Jamie Lynn saw the collision from her place in Arlington, Virginia. Air crash investigators getting to work. Former National Transportation Safety Board investigator Tom Hodder.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
American Airlines Chief Executive Robert Isom.
We are actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts, and the American Airlines care team has been activated.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers are at the University of Maryland tonight to take on the Terrapins, named after the Diamondback Terrapins, a small turtle found around Chesapeake Bay. It's been their mascot since 1933. Now, six of the Badgers' next eight games are on the road, but Greg Gard says it. No big deal.
We'll have some nice box meals for us, I'm sure, afternoon when we fly to Maryland, stay in a good hotel. Right? There's much more difficult things in life. I don't think it's a big deal. Go play. Where do they want us to play next? All right, we'll be there.
Number 9th ranked Marquette on the road last night, beating Butler 78-69. NBA, the Bucks losing again in Portland, 125-117. Milwaukee simply could not stop the Trailblazers.
I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, but they will thin out. Light south winds and lows in the mid-20s. Full sunshine for Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. By Friday, also a lot of sunshine, but cooler temperatures in the 30s. It's 27 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. but that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will break down the litany of executive orders and memos. Also, what are your rights as a U.S. citizen if you get nabbed by ICE? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
With the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. But they shop, you save. It's true. So get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom. From the heart of your home to the streets outside. Kind of apropos of my last rant, isn't it? 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Donna in Chicago. Hey, Donna, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
If Trump doesn't make it through his term and J.D. Vance takes over, do you think his popularity would be any better than Trump's?
No, I think J.D. Vance is an incompetent politician. The only reason he became a senator from Ohio was because Peter Thiel dropped, I believe it was $15 million into that race and just wiped out Tim Ryan. I don't know if he's still wearing eyeliner, but he's just the weirdest guy ever, you know? I don't see any kind of political future for J.D. Vance.
Well, he really scares me because apparently he's a follower of that Curtis Yarvin.
Curtis Yarvin, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Who feels like the
government. We need a dictator.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, real quick, if you get a chance, there's an awesome article on Slate by Kamala Harris's videographer. And just one quick question. About 2 weeks ago, you did a, I think it was on your Geeky Science thing, about the green drink that kind of maybe helps with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, not Alzheimer's specifically, but what they found is that green vegetables have compounds in them called polyphenols that are really, really powerful antioxidants that help not just, you know, prevent oxidation, but apparently some of them, you know, even cause new cells to grow and things. And uniquely, they're able to pass through the blood-brain barrier. And the study that they did found that when they gave green drinks to people, these were all people over 50, all the way up to into their 80s. And when they gave them green drinks 3 or 4 days a week, as I recall, might have been 2 days a week, I think it was 3 days a week, over a period of several months, these people actually saw, and they were doing MRI scans of their brains, these people actually saw not just improved cognition, not just, you know, the ability to think and remember things better, but they also saw physical changes in the brain as the hippocampus and the other regions of the brain that are associated with memory actually grew. And that's mind-boggling. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. Now, that's not going to, you know, cure or help or maybe not even necessarily stave off Alzheimer's, which is apparently a completely different organic condition than just run-of-the-mill dementia. But big deal. Big deal, Donna.
Any particular greens or?
Yeah, you know, the greener it is, the better. I think it's the stuff associated with chlorophyll that's doing it, but I don't. Okay. I wasn't one of the scientists, so I don't know. I mean, you know, I know Louise makes just spectacular green drinks, and she'll toss a little, you know, apple or carrot in for flavor, and then, you know, just juice an entire pound of spinach or a pound of kale. You know, just the darker green, the better, because it's the polyphenols are the, you know, when the other thing One of the things that they found with the Blue Zones people was that they found that the people who eat black beans are having longer lifespan and less fewer cognitive problems. And apparently, the purple dye in the skin of the black beans is a really potent polyphenol. So, you know, this goes back to the whole notion of, you know, you want to eat as many colors as possible in every meal. And it's probably one of the reasons why, you know, you look at a picture of a meal and the meals that have multiple colors in them are the ones that make us salivate. I think we have this, you know, wired into our DNA instinctive understanding of this, you know, and need to do this. So that's the story.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Donna, and cheers to Louise for her, expert writing.
Yeah, oh, her songs, yeah. She's on a roll.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Donna. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's up? CJ? You got to be.
Hey,
you're on the air. What's on your mind today? You need to turn down your radio or TV or whatever it is there.
Okay, hold it. That's actually you from 24 seconds ago.
Okay, it did, indeed.
YouTube.
Buffering.
All right, anyway, I think it was on Inauguration Day, you had a female caller call in, and she was asking about, just a second, let me hit the wrong button. She was asked about what you thought maybe Mike Johnson's secret plan was, and you said it would only have kicked in if Kamala had won, and you didn't know what it was.
Right.
I think I figured it out.
Okay. This is, by the way, for people who don't know what we're talking about. Donald Trump, a couple of days before the election, did this whole wink and nod thing during one of his rallies, talking about how him and Mike Johnson had this plan to make sure that he became president. So, back to you.
Right. And Mike Johnson said that his only secret plan was that he was going to follow the Constitution to a T.
Right, which could mean anything.
Well, I think I know what it means.
Okay.
Article 2, Section 1, I think it's Section 1 of Paragraph 2, talks about the electors. And it says that each state shall appoint in a manner that the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the number of senators and representatives to which they're allocated, the whole number of.
Correct.
And then it applies one restriction to them. But no senator or representative or anyone holding any office or public trust under the United States shall be appointed an elector.
Right. They were
like
supposed
that.
To be completely nonpartisan. This, the Jefferson's idea was to recreate the Council of Wise Elders, the Wittige Gemeinschaft that the old Anglo-Saxon ancestors of the Brits had in the tribal days. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I checked my own state. You know, it listed the electors on the ballot that I could see on my app before I went to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized some of the names of the Democratic electors as being state representatives and some other, and I checked others, and at least half were officials at some level, elected or appointed government officials. We're not talking like party chairs or things like that,
right.
Party committee members. We're talking, you know, actual city council or county commission or even state representatives and senators. You know, actual office holders. Then I went and checked the list of Republicans. None of them were.
Oh, interesting.
In
so you think
past,
they were going to disqualify Democratic electors?
Right. On January the 6th, if Kamala had won, I think what would have happened was they would have challenged all the electors that were public officials. And then when the Democrats tried to turn and say, well, we're just going to do that to y'all, oh, we don't have any.
That makes a pile of sense.
Right. And then so I think what we need to do is get the word out to all Democratic Party officials, never appoint an unqualified elector again.
Yeah, well, now
in the past,
it says
both parties basically ignored that rule.
But no senator or representative or person holding an office of public trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector.
Right, I understand.
So the understanding is these are federal officials.
That's what we would think, but under could also mean, well, the states are under the federal government.
Sure.
Cities
and Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas might go along with it.
The courts would interpret that.
Yeah, I get it.
And I think, you know, given the current Supreme Court in that situation, they would have got cited with whatever would help the Republicans.
That's amazing. Well, here, yeah. let me give my listeners a little assignment here, CJ. You've done your homework there for Louisiana, and you've found that many of your Democratic electors were state officials, and none of the Republicans were. I'd like to know what's going on in other states. So if anybody wants to, you know, look up who were the electors for your state for both parties in the last election, and call into the program tomorrow or Friday and let us know. I'd love to do a little survey here and find out. What you're saying makes a hell of a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And it would be following the Constitution to a T. It would have been the constitutionally valid and even proper thing for them to do that.
Right.
Not after having this gentleman's agreement that both parties would ignore it.
Right.
All these previous right. elections. In 2016, you may recall, an article was published somewhere that said about 50 of Trump's electors were held office in states at the state level where the state constitutions forbade that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
CJ, thanks for that. That's friggin' brilliant. I love the way you think. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. In a couple of seconds here, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour, and I'll be right back with you with more of your calls in a few minutes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So press secretary for Trump is now saying, we're not cutting, I'll tell you about it in a minute. Hang on.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. I mean, check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. Somebody writes, "The best sleep I've gotten in years." Another one, "I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go." And it's not just sleep, although those are my favorites. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. And all are made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off on their site. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code for your 20% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interests, join the fight, for our future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known, in this land we're not alone. Tag your Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Karen in Winter Haven, Florida. Karen, hang on just a second. The White House has announced that they are rescinding the freeze on federal loans and grants. This all blew up in their face. But then their new press secretary just came out and said, no, it's not actually, we're not actually rescinding it. We're just tweaking it or something, words to that effect. And so keep an eye on this. This is a rapidly changing situation. So, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just ordered another case of toilet paper. And I want to point out a new perspective to look at the taxes we pay.
Hang on just a second, Karen. Is the toilet paper in anticipation of the bird flu?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Forgive the interruption.
I'm an Eric Feigelding fan.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I want a new perspective on, the taxes we pay into our government is our investment in those institutions that do things that we cannot do for ourselves, like right. the CDC and the human services and so forth.
FEMA, yeah.
And we don't look at it. And, the right wing has just destroyed taxes being evil. But it is our only investment. I don't have a lot of money to put in any stock market, but I do put the money into my government.
Yeah.
And therefore, I want it to work for me.
Yeah.
And so we need to point out to people that they are destroying our investments. They're destroying our portfolio.
Yeah, that's a great that's a great metaphor, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, have people understand the commons again, mm-hmm. that this is something we commonly invest in for our good. And it's to continue year after year. Yes, you can make improvements, of course, but you don't destroy it.
Yeah, we need to bring back the civics that the Reagan administration gutted.
I know. I don't know anybody. Well, that guy was crazy. He was Secretary of Education there. He was
Bill
nuts.
Bennett. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to point that out, Tom, because that has to enter our language. We have to look at, hey, my taxes are my investments.
Yeah, amen. Karen, brilliant. Thank you so much. Patricia in Burlington, Kentucky. Hey, Patricia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope you are, too. What's on your mind today?
Pretty good. I just wanted to, well, first of all, that last caller, that's echoing something that Heather Cox Richardson, I follow her a lot, and she keeps mentioning to not forget that this is our money.
Right.
Not their money to play with, our money.
Yep.
So that added that. But anyway, something I wanted to mention is that in my collective outrage of at the Democrats for not basically just basically running away and abandoning us, and I am a Democrat, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like this whole thing of treating any questioning of anything to do with the election, from voter suppression to interference to hacking, whatever, is treated so taboo.
Yep.
And the problem with that is I know it's not going to change anything for this election, but they need to get a grasp on it because it's not going to stop.
I agree.
And
oh, they're successful. I mean, why would they stop?
Well, exactly.
It works for them.
Exactly. And see, I work in local government and have for a long time. I know these things can happen. And so it's not that, you know, I'm out there saying, you know, everything like they are, that everything we've ever lost is that for that reason. But they put with this whole agenda that they've got, they've put a real press, and like the guy a few calls ago said, they had it set up to where no matter what, he was going to get in there. If those little tactics that they used this time didn't work, then they were going to pull that out of the bag.
Yeah.
They had something at every stop, and we have to get ahead of them. And another reason why I'm so angry at them is because I know just from all the people I've listened to on different avenues, there are psychologists and psychiatrists out there who have been dying to help them, to help the Congress, try to help them get a grip on what's going on and how to treat people that are mentally deranged like he is.
Yeah.
And they have no interest. And it's like, you know, call in all the troops. This is all hands on deck. And I'm just so angry because it's like, you all don't have the answer to everything. You need to take the help you can get. And so that's just my two cents worth. I'm just really aggravated at that. I think that they should really be letting people help them with the knowledge that they have.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I am hopeful. I guess it's because I've been an optimist my whole entire life. I think so. I am hopeful that when we get a new chair for the DNC, which will be by, you know, next Monday, that we're going to get somebody who really believes in guerrilla theater, in political theater, and in calling out Republicans and in doing the stuff that needs to be done. Patricia, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety.
Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An overnight search in the Potomac River after an American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. The crash happened as the plane out of Wichita was coming in to land at Reagan National Airport, and the chopper was on a training mission. D.C. Fire and Rescue Chief Don Donnelly.
The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions.
Both aircraft, with a total of 67 people on board, fell into the river. No word yet on the number of victims or survivors. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu says that city had only recently gotten direct service to Washington, D.C.
It was something that we've been really advocating people to fly. And so this is truly devastating, something we never expected. But we just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
All operations at Reagan National suspended until at least 5 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. This is ABC News. A federal